How can you stand it?
I say to him. We're at the movies in the very back row. The theater, I swear, full of hidden rashes and shriveled limbs. I tell Tim that even the Jesus screamer, the guy who paws through my garbage and sometimes shits on my front stoop, he is now incandescent, his eyes drippy with hope.
It's too much, I say. Beautiful, shattered people everywhere. Is this what it's like to be you?
We're too early, as usual. Trivia and local business ads flash on the big screen. The movie Tim has chosen is a comedy, a mistaken identity caper with a pug dog in a supporting role.
Nah, Tim says and yawns. One of his eyes closes. I turn it on and off.
Tim is a week into his internal medicine rotation, and I have so many questions. I'd rather be sitting across from him at the Chinese place, dumplings on the way, listening to him talk about patient histories and lab data, about how best to deliver bad news. I want to absorb it all, the lining of every wrinkle in his brain. But Tim is too tired to eat, exhausted from being on call. He picks movie dates because when the house bulbs dim, he can drift off. He thinks he's got me fooled.
They're all so fragile, I say.
I mean the strange heads in front of us, other people waiting for the lights to go out.
Well, yeah,
Tim says. His device vibrates in his pocket. He takes it out and taps on it.
But unless I'm looking at somebody's chart, I don't really think of them that way.
Tim's device flashes. He taps and taps.
God damn it,
he says.
Give me a second.
He steps into the aisle to call somebody important. I'm wearing control top tights over control top underwear. With Tim occupied, I breathe a little deeper, take a break from sucking in. An old woman enters the theater, staggers up the steps. She's a bright spot in a lank dress, one arm bandaged at the bend. Loud blood beats in my ears. She's every frail grandma, every elderly aunt I never visit, every maternal figure who has loved me in spite of my selfishness. I use my mind to help her safely up the steps, all the way to Tim, who has finished his call. Authority teems from him, even without a stethoscope around his neck. The woman leans in close and asks him something. Where is she? Is this the right place? Tim gestures directions, waves her away. She starts down, afraid to push off from the handrail. She shimmers, the type of woman who makes you heart food from scratch, recites the recipe while you eat. Tim comes back to his seat and sighs hard.
That lady's dumb nose touched my glasses, he says.
He holds them out, shows me a smudge on the lens. He's tired, a little cranky maybe. I get back to the heads.
Is it like being a hairdresser?
I say.
Like you have to separate yourself or you'd be tortured by people's bad choices? Awful perms?
Maybe,
Tim says. He uses his device to search for reviews of the film we are about to see. He reads them aloud. Tim has a voice that sounds like everything will be okay. It's a tone they must teach in med school.
Rip roaring, he says. Hysterical, but with heart.
Tim starts breathing slow during the previews. He's snoring a little by the opening credits. I lean into him, pose his hot arm around my shoulder. I put my hand into our bucket of slippery popcorn. I don't tell Tim that I find movies in the theater confusing. The giant stars and their giant mouths are unsettling. The background actors unconvincing, living life with too much zeal. But I like going to the movies. I like plush seats and frigid air, all the dark snacking.